the Lang and Lit podcast. I'm your host, Walter Iggins, and today I will prove that Soda Pop and Pony Boy belong with Dairy and not a boys' home. And I have some special guests that will help prove my point. So, without further ado, let's jump in. First, The Outsiders was written in 1967 by S.E. Hinton because she wanted to write realistically about teenagers. How did she write realistically about teenagers? Well, she was 16 when she did it, so I guess you could say she knew a couple things. S.E. Hinton is no teenager now, but Ponyboy will be one forever because of her great book, The Outsiders. Because we're doing The Outsiders this week, we have a special sponsor. Take it away, Jax. Thanks, Walt. Hey, guys, you want to be tough? Well, of course you do. But before you can be tough, you gotta look tough. Try out Jax Leather Jacket, the best leather for beating up rich bullies in their stupid Madras shirts. You can get them today for $45 each. Remember, it's not what inside that counts, it's the outsides. That's why they called the book The Outsiders. Thanks, Jax. And now I'd like to bring up our first special guest. Welcome, Cherry Valance, a beautiful soch that apparently likes creasers. Hi, Cherry.
Hey, Walt.
I just wanted to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
What did you think when you met Ponyboy?
I wasn't certain about him at first because of the whole greaser soch thing, but then I talked with him and I lightened up a bit.
Alright, yeah. Well, were you sad when you heard that Ponyboy himself was involved in your boyfriend Bob's murder?
Well, it did hurt, and I thought about it for many difficult weeks. And I thought about Johnny and Bob and Ponyboy. But then I thought about how violent Bob got when he was drunk, and I realized that it probably wasn't Ponyboy's fault.
Yeah, me too. I do think that. Also, do you think that Pony should be put in a boys' home?
Oh, heavens no. I think that he's a good kid who just made some mistakes. Nobody like that belongs in a boy's home.
Well, thank you for coming, Cherry. And you know what? A lot of people called you a spy, but I don't think you're a spy. I think you're just someone who wanted to help out.
I like to think I was trying to help. Greaser or Soch, they're all just people. I understand that now.
So next up, we have a discussion between Dairy and Soda. Welcome, guys.
Hey there.
What's up?
Now, today we're going to be talking about the boys' home situation.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. It is tough.
You got that right.
All right, let's begin.
Well, I'd like to say that Soda Pop here, my brother, he's a good kid. He may not be the smartest kid we got in this family, but I'll tell you one thing, he's the most patient.
Thanks, Dairy. I sure do hope I won't have to go to no boys' home, so I can hang out with you more.
That's nice of you to say, Soda.
But I will say, you need to stop yelling at Ponyboy. He has feelings.
Hey, man, I only yell at Ponyboy to keep him safe, and that goes for you, too. If I didn't yell at him and yell at you...
Yes, I know, but...
All right, guys, let's just clear a few things up. Just to let you know, Dairy did choose to stay with you instead of going to college. That's a really big step. Also, he helped you guys out a lot.
You do have a good point. But he does yell at me and Ponyboy a little more than my level of comfort. More than our dad did, isn't that true?
That is true. Wouldn't you agree, Dairy?
Well, I guess it may be true, but I'm telling you, I only yell at them to keep this family together.
Alright, now let's get back on topic, okay? Do you think that Ponyboy and Soda should be put in a boys' home?
Of course not. It's ridiculous.
No, wouldn't feel right.
Can you explain?
Yeah, well, we've grown up together, and it just wouldn't feel right to go somewhere else. Plus, Dairy takes good care of us.
Dairy, how do you do it? I mean, take care of them.
I don't know. I never learned anything about it, but they're my brothers. I know them better than anybody. I know what they want and what they need.
All right, well, I think that just proves my point about the boys' home situation. I think that they shouldn't be put in a boys' home, and that is one of my points. Before I bring on our next guest, let's take a short musical break. Whenever I think of The Outsiders, I always think of a song by the great Sir Elton John. A song about how a bunch of delinquent teenagers take out their frustrations by fighting each other every Saturday night. Indeed, even for Derry Curtis, Saturday night's all right for fighting. Better than his English teacher. Welcome, Mr. Sines.
Thank you, Walter.
Now, Mr. Sines, I'd like you to tell me about a specific event that relates to the story.
Well, I tell you, one night very late, I was getting into bed, and the phone rings. And I look at my wife, and I shrug my shoulders, and she says, maybe one of your teenage boys is in trouble or something. Anyway, I pick up the phone, and sure enough, it's Pony Boy, and he doesn't say much, but he does ask if this theme that I had just assigned them could be longer than 5 pages. And I looked at my wife, I shrugged my shoulders, and I said, well, sure, Pony Boy, it can be as long as you need it to be. And then he sort of hung up. And I thought, okay, that's strange. And I got into bed, and I didn't think any more of it. And I'll tell you this, he did write more than 5 pages. And that theme that he wrote, you're holding right now in your hands. It's called The Outsiders.
Wow, that's insane.
But you know, Walt, before I go, I just wanted to alert you. I found this piece of paper in his desk at the end of the school year. Apparently it's a poem. You know how he used to love that Robert Frost poem about staying gold?
Yeah, staying gold. That's sort of like staying young type of thing, right?
Well, that's a good interpretation of the poem, I think. I think that's what it means. But anyway, here's the poem he wrote. My name is Pony Boy, and it wasn't my fault. I guess they thought I was immature. That came to a halt. They tried to kill me, the Socs and their crazy cult. Dally bottled up his feelings. They became asphalt. I'm going to deal with mine. Bring them into the sunshine and out of the vault. That's a great piece of poetry, I tell you, and I'm really proud of that boy.
Well, that really is. Now, that is insane. Special information from our very special guest. And thank you so much, Mr. Sines, for coming. Well, folks, that's it. We got proof that Pony Boy and Soda should not go to a boy's home. The proof is, we have from Cherry, who says he's a good kid, Dally, who says that he should not by any means go into a boy's home, and Soda Pop, who strongly agrees with him. And finally, Mr. Sines, who says that Pony Boy has a bright future ahead of him. Well, see you next time. I'm Walter Higgins. This is the Langdon Lit Podcast, episode 398, and have a good night.